Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So, in this episode, there is a situation towards the end, or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there's no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault, because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. There we go. Hey everybody, good to see you. This is gonna be really, really amazing. This is Omido. Any of you guys who are producers and are confident Instagram just like I am, and just scrolling, especially because most of his posts is actually has a hashtag producer on the side. If you're a producer and you're confident Instagram, this is the guy you gotta talk to. He posts beats every single couple days, so you'll never get enough. Like, you'll never get enough. And he's insanely talented and he's so versatile, and I'm glad to have you with us today. Thank you so much.
Hey, I appreciate that. Thank you for having me on here. And I'm glad to hear that the hashtags have actually been working. I never know for sure if they actually work or not, but if you said that, you found my post by the hashtags, that's great news.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. I mean, every post you have like 20 hashtags, literally
Yeah,
every
of
post.
course.
For sure. And this is actually really insane because you post a lot and you are very versatile because every beat you make is insanely unique. I mean, every single one, I can't think of any that are the same as each other. Like they're really different. I mean, you had one like just a couple hours ago, like that was like this chill beat, and you started out with the guitar, and then like a while back you made another one like piano, and you had one with drums and some chords. So I'm curious to know, like what's your method when it comes to making beats like that?
Yeah, like I've always been kind of a very diverse producer, and I think a lot of that just comes from like the music that I listen to. Like I don't just listen to like hip hop or pop. Like I love listening to like EDM and like experimental music and instrumental like musicians and just a whole mixed bag of like every genre, right? Even I think back to when I first started making beats, like the people who I looked up to the most were like, I was looking up to hip hop producers like Kanye, J Dilla, Drake's producer 40. But then at the same time, I was looking up to, people in the electronic music scene like Avicii, Skrillex, Swedish House Mafia. So just like I don't know, it's just like for some reason, like I've always taken such an interest into so many different genres, and it's always been tough for me to like pick one specific genre and stick with it. It's just like, I'll make like a rap beat, and then like an hour later, I just like have a craving to make, some indie rock beat or something. It's like, whatever I make is definitely 100% like myself. Like I put myself into every single beat I make, but it's just like I have so much fun making different things, and I've never really liked, to be sort of confined to one genre, like to, keep myself in one box. Like I find when I do that, I get kind of like bored. So I always just want to experiment, learn different things, just kind of keep challenging myself. And that's kind of why I often change genres and have become so diverse.
That's really incredible, and I'm glad you're doing so, because you don't want to be any of those like old producers that wear and tear because they don't change anything.
Exactly, right? And that's like the things that I've learned, you know, over like, you know, having my beats on YouTube for over a decade now, you know, selling beats, you know, for over a decade now. It's constantly about like adapting. And I think like, you know, if I was doing the exact same stuff that I was doing 10 years ago when I started, like I never would have got better, and I probably would have like, you know, given up. Cause for me, whenever I hear something like in a different, you know, music genre, or I get so excited, like it's motivational to me. It gets me hyped to like be like, oh, I want to do something like that, right? Even if it's not necessarily, you know, in the genre I usually produce, it's like, I find that really like stepping out of your comfort zone, like it can really help to kind of inspire you and learn new ideas.
Oh yeah, for sure. And I love people like that are really okay with changing and adapting. I can't stand this people making the same sound over and over again.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Like, nobody wants to hear that. Like, they want something different, you know, that makes them unique. Like, so you don't get, you know, wear and tear, like earlier. You don't get wear and tear.
Yeah, exactly. And that's like, I feel like, you know, even like, I think back to like the, you know, some of like Drake's like new music, right? Like everyone's been talking about this new Drake album. Like I have mixed feelings about it, but what I love the most is how like it's different. Like it's something new, you know. It might not be the absolute perfect album. It might not be like the, you know, the peak of Drake's career, but I really like and respect and appreciate that he's, you know, trying to bring something new to the table. I thought that his previous album, Certified Lover Boy, I thought that was just like all of the same stuff that I've heard from him over and over. So it didn't sound like anything new. So that's why I got so bored of that album. But this one, like, I really like, and I always like when artists like, you know, try and get out of their comfort zone, try and bring something new to the table. It might not work on the first go, but you know, at least you can kind of learn different things, kind of expand your horizon and your knowledge, and then like use, you know, these things, right? Like, you know, I think about like when I'm making some of my like hip hop or like trap or kind of darker like rap beats, there's a lot of things that like production wise that I do that I've taken inspiration from, you know, indie rock artists or experimental or like EDM artists. So I use all that stuff and apply it to hip hop and rap. And I think that's one thing that's kind of like helped me kind of stand out amongst like any competition.
For sure. And I'm glad you actually pointed out Drake is a good example, because you're right about the mix. I mean, everybody has mixed feelings, but it was all over Twitter. I'm not sure if you thought, but it was like, all over Twitter. I heard this one guy that made me laugh, literally made me laugh, but he said that he used The Weeknd's old beats and just made an album out of them. That made me laugh.
I've heard some things like that too. And I mean, like, it's like the one thing that I've always like found interesting about Drake is like, if he puts out like a bad song, it still has like everyone talking about it, which is like crazy. It's like, there's such a discussion on like, you know, is this album good or is this bad? But the main thing is like, it gets people talking and people are still listening to it, right? And I think sometimes like people get kind of too caught up in like, you know, debating whether music is bad, right? Like, mm-hmm. I know that the Chance the Rapper album, The Big Day, he often gets like memed and like, you know, I've seen so many reviews where people hate that album, right? And you know, as a Chance the Rapper fan, like, it's not my favorite album, but there are some things of that album I like. But, you know, I go back and kind of listen to it occasionally, you know, get some inspiration or kind of like just listen to it. And like, even though like people said it was like a bad album, like, it still got so many plays on Spotify and stuff. Like, it has like so many plays. So what I learned from that is like, you know, music is subjective, right? Even if everyone's talking about how bad an album is or whatever, or making memes of it, like, there's still going to be people who like it. And that's why I think it's so important to be like authentic, right? Because I mean, if you're putting yourself like out there and you're constantly like putting out stuff, like I do on Instagram, like day after day, you know, constantly putting out new beats, like I'm going to find some people who like the beats. I might have some beats that, you know, don't necessarily sell as good or get as many views, but you know, the more music I put out and kind of stay active, I'm going to find that pocket of like fans or people who really appreciate the sound, and that's who I'll cater my music towards.
For sure, for sure. And the valid points, and that definitely changed my view about Chance. Like, that definitely changed my view for sure. And
yeah,
I'm glad you pointed out. And speaking about that, I know it's off of music, but the name. I just figured out that your first name is Timothy and your beat's name, Middle's kind of like your first name. Like, how did that happen?
Yeah, so I've been making beats like since I was in grade school. Like, I came up with that nickname, that stage name, Omido, when I was in like fourth grade. So what it is, it's Tim backwards with like two O's around it. And it's, I don't know, like I've always had like mixed feelings now, like, you know, however many years it's been, like 15 years or whatever since I've had this name. And like, you know, sometimes like I wish I could change it. I don't know what I would change it to, but it's like, at this point, it's like, there's obviously way too much I have invested and worked on it to make like this many changes. But yeah, that's kind of how the like origin came to be. It was just like a name I made when I was in fourth grade, like, you know, and starting to make beats and kind of learn, you know, music production, kind of learn YouTube a little bit too. And you know, all throughout grade school, just kind of stuck with this brand name and kind of perfected it over the years.
That explains a whole lot, but honestly, you shouldn't have mixed thoughts about it. I mean, it's literally very unique. I've never heard anything like it, and I've interviewed and met people that have your exact name, and I've never heard anything like it.
Well, that's what people say. Like, people say like, hey, at least it's unique. And it's like, yeah, I can't argue with that. I haven't, you know, ran into another like producer or an artist who's making beats under a similar name. So it definitely works for me like that.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And it's one of a kind. You won't find that name ever again. Like, that's your name and you won't be able to find it again.
Yeah.
And now one of your accomplishments is you got a lot of subs on YouTube. I want to say congrats.
Thank you.
You got over 100,000 subs on YouTube. That is really incredible. And I'm curious to know, because everybody's on YouTube nowadays, so I'm curious to know, like, how does YouTube help with your, you know, your producing career and your beats?
Yeah, so like YouTube has definitely been like the number one like biggest factor of my music, especially like in my early years when I was just starting to post online. I mean, like, you know, I've been having my beats online since like before Instagram was really a thing. So YouTube was kind of all I was limited to. But even today, it's such like an important factor and such a big like vehicle in driving people to hear my beats or buy my, you know, beats or follow me online. Like there's some statistic out there and I don't know it off by heart, but YouTube, like, even though a lot of people think of it as a video platform, it's like still one of like the biggest like music platforms, like comparing it to Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Tidal, like all those like ones like that. Like, a lot of people, you know, go on to YouTube expecting to listen to music, which is kind of like, I think a lot of people don't like know that because everyone think it's just video, but YouTube has definitely been like, you know, like it helped me like get so many like subscribers when I first started. And definitely, you know, after 10, 12 years, I've been on YouTube, 100,000 subscribers later, like I'm still doing it. Right. And there's a lot I've learned over the years about like YouTube, like, you know, growing a brand on there, getting subscribers, you know, building content for it. But You know, I think like it has a lot of potential for basically any content creator. Like it's such a big platform. So it's definitely been like I said, like the biggest factor of success for my production career.
Wow. And hey, you're not wrong. Like everybody's on YouTube. Like besides YouTube, you really have Spotify. Like that's the only one. Like I think Spotify and Linktree is another one, but that's not really a site like that. But everybody's on YouTube, and I'm glad that that's helped you a lot. Everybody's on YouTube. I've seen them. Like every artist that exists has a YouTube. Like if you don't have a YouTube, I mean, how can you really have any music? Because everybody's on YouTube. Like everybody watches premieres, and you know, some people use YouTube Music like I do, and listen to music like literally on there. So
yeah. And I think like it's also like, you know, as a musician, and like kind of one thing that I've, you know, been learning recently and kind of a ongoing project of my own, it's like, you know, yeah, I have my beats on YouTube that for the most part it's just audio with a little picture, right? There's nothing too fancy. But I'm kind of like learning more from other content creators, and I have videos on a second channel where I talk about, you know, how I sell beats and how I got into making music, and I kind of, you know, throw on a little camera and show people how I do stuff, and that's kind of built me up like a little following there, and it's kind of attracted people that way who then funnel into my whole like music and become a fan like that. So there's just like there's so many like opportunities for artists out there. I think like the main thing is just like it's obviously doing it right. Like we were talking, you know, in the beginning, you were mentioning how I post on Instagram like every single day, right? You know, there's some people who, you know, follow me on Instagram and they'll DM me and they'll ask for like music advice. They're like, hey, you know, I'm not seeing any growth. I'm not seeing any followers. I'm not seeing any plays on my music or no one buying my beats, right? And I go look at their profile and it's like they haven't posted within like the last month, or they've posted like once every 3 weeks and stuff. But it's like at the same time, like I'm trying to post like every single day, right? It's just like, I think like, especially like nowadays when people absorb content so quickly on TikTok and Instagram and YouTube, like I think like one of the biggest things to being an artist in 2022 is to, you know, really utilize like content and like really make a whole bunch of content for your music. Like it's a grind because like you almost need to like, you know all this social media and content and video editing stuff. Like you almost need to like pay more attention to that than you do like your actual music, which is crazy, but that's how people I think can really find your music. And I think like there's a lot of opportunities out there right now for people who are making content like for their music.
For sure. And it's really fun to mention that because I've seen it too, like, and that's something that's becoming like a phenomenon as well, like the opposite of what you said, like they expect it to just like pop because they're on a site like Instagram or TikTok and they don't do anything with it and they just leave it, and they expect it to pop because they've seen other people do it, like they've seen other big artists, like they've seen other big artists like leave songs and they become big, so they think they could do the same, and I mean that's really wrong. Like you gotta really captivate your content, because that's like a big act, like that's your act, and if you want to do anything with them, I mean that's, I don't know how to follow
up. Yeah, no, like there's this one quote that's kind of going around like online. I've seen this clip from this like Tyler the Creator interview recently, and he said in this interview, he said that he sees people, you know, post an album or create an album and they'll follow up with it by posting it in their Instagram story like one time and that's it. And then he was saying that he dropped his album a year ago and he's still like promoting it like crazy, like he's still like, you know, doing performances, music videos, like, he's still pushing out his album after a year, right? And he compared it to people who, you know, drop a song and post it once and expect to blow up then, right? Like, you know, I keep hearing like a lot of people still talking about his album that came out a year ago, and everyone is saying how good of an album it is and it was. Probably a lot of that, you know, comes from the fact that it's still relevant to a lot of people because he's still pushing it. He's still promoting it, right? It's kind of inspiring, you know, to see it.
For sure. Absolutely. And I definitely support that. I looked at the clips and I was like, I mean, that's really, really amazing that you are pushing it very hard. That really shows, you know, your character and your musicianship and your dedication to such an amazing project, or, you know, such, or even just a mission. I mean, the most common one I've seen, most common case I've seen is TikTok. Everybody posts on TikTok and they expect it to go big, like, and some of the music's not even really good. Like, Tyler, the Creator, is like a legendary rapper.
Yeah.
He's still going on. I mean, that's really showing dedication. That's a real true artist, in my opinion. Like,
I think so. And it, like, also, like, it you know, kind of opens my mind to, like, you know, I was saying what we were just talking about, how, like, you know, people should be posting, in my opinion, like, every single day online, or, like, constantly mm-hmm. making content. You know, and I can get how some people, like, hear that and they might be overwhelmed. Like, how am I going to make, you know, so many content if it takes me, you know, months or weeks or days to make a song? Like, how am I going to make content every single day? And, like, you know, Tyler, the Creator, is a perfect example that he's, like, made his album of 10, 12 songs or whatever, and he's still promoting it, right? Like, just because, you know, you make one song doesn't mean that, like, you can't promote it over and over and over again. There are some people on TikTok, some rappers and some singers who I've, like, followed and become a fan of their music. And I've become a fan because I keep seeing them singing along to their song, or, like, you know, showing how they made it in their, like, bedroom studio, or, like, you know, in the car singing it. And after, you know, a couple times of seeing these videos, like, I become familiar with the artist. I've heard the song a couple times. It might not be, like, the absolute greatest song anywhere in the world, but, like, the more I'm seeing it, the more I'm, like, becoming a fan, the more I'm, you know, getting familiar with them and recognizing them and eventually becoming a fan of their music.
For sure. And, I mean, that's real musicianship if you keep promoting. I mean, I'm not a fan of people that just post a song and they only perform at, like, special events, and they leave the song there, and they just want people to listen to it. And then in Crazy, I'm not sure if you saw this or not, but in Crazy cases, it actually works in some crazy cases, but they're not taken seriously, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, what's a good example? Like, Gail's song, for example, she didn't promote it well enough, and, like, now her song is, like, old.
Yeah, and it's, like, it's crazy, because, like, I don't think music has, like, a shelf life, right? Like, you know, a lot of people, like, who, you know, message me for advice are producers asking, like, you know, for advice on selling their beats. Like, there are some beats that I made, you know, 3 years ago, even more, that I still sell today. And some of the videos that I post on Instagram, like, you know, today or yesterday or 2 days ago, those are beats that I made, like, you know, 2-3 months ago, right? Like, you can, like, always, like, go back into your old, like, you know, songs and stuff. And if you're creative, if you find a way to kind of share this content, like, you can really, like, keep your music alive, right? I really don't think that music has a shelf life. And I think, like, you know, as musicians, as, you know, rappers or singers or producers, that's, like, one of, I think, the greatest things about the industry that we're in, right? Because it's, like, you know, we're making these digital products, right? Whether it be your song, your album, or your, like, you know, your beats, right? It can take you some time and, you know, expertise and creativity to produce like a digital product, a piece of music. But then once you have it, like you can just keep doing whatever you want with it, right? You can make music videos, you can send it out to people and make remixes, like you can constantly do stuff with it. So that's why I think like, I don't know. I love being a musician for that reason. Like it gets me so excited to like, you know, create something. And then just once something is created, it's like I have endless possibility of what to do with it. And I think that's what more people kind of have to kind of realize and do with their own songs.
For sure. Absolutely. And I totally agree. And that's why legendary artists, like that's why their songs are still like really good every time you listen to her. Like I even like there's an 80s song that's like number one around the world. I forgot the name, but like 20 years ago it's still pretty good. That shows how good the song was.
Yeah, it's crazy too. It's like, you know, that some things I've learned after like being, you know, a music producer after a decade long is like sometimes it's like, you know, there's stuff I did like 10, 8, whatever years ago. It's like I planted the seed and like I'm learning from it today, right? And I have a couple examples. Like, you know, there's one back when I was in like I might have been in ninth grade in high school or still in grade school. I posted like I had my YouTube channel and I made this like instrumental album of beats, right? I just shared it with my small audience. And then just this year I've been connected with an artist who listened to me back when I dropped that album, like when I was in like eighth grade or whatever. And like he's still been a fan of me and he was paying me to work on his album. And it was like it was crazy because like, you know, if I didn't do that stuff like 8 years ago or whatever, like I would never would have had that opportunity like to do it now, right? And even some of the stuff I'm learning, like, you know, posting videos on YouTube or like even doing like podcast things like this or creating content. Like I remember like 4 or 5 years ago, like studying Gary Vee and like I tried to do a podcast too and all these like videos and stuff. And it's like all this stuff I feel like is kind of like, it was like planting the seed so long ago. And then years later, it's like, I'm doing this full time because I've put in like all this work and I've learned so much over the years.
For sure. Yes. And that's incredible how life works like that. I mean, for this guy to just come back years later and still enjoy it.
Yeah. That's great. I was like blown my mind. Like we were on a, we were making music together on a Zoom call and he pulled up his old hard drive and he had all these beats I made from like so long ago. And I was like, man, like I haven't heard, you know, some of the beats he played, like I forgot they even like existed, right? It's kind of crazy just how like it works like that. And that's like, you know, it's very rare, I think, for people who, you know, have music blow up overnight. It's like a lot of time, like, you know, you have to kind of focus on that long-term like strategy, right? Like, you know, I remember like that first year, like I was selling beats online. I sold like 3 beats in one whole year, 3 beats. And that was after like 4 or 5 years of actually learning how to produce. So it took me like, you know, that long to sell like 3 beats. And flash forward, like, you know, last year I sold over 1,000 beats. This year I'm probably going to sell more than that. Like, it's crazy how there's been like this growth, but like in the beginning, you know, if I focused on like, you know, big success and these numbers, like I totally would have like quit if I like, you know, went all these years after not selling any beats or seeing numbers stuff, right? But I think like those, like, you know, you can't focus too much on the numbers. Like you just have to focus on like the love of the music. And that's something I did, you know, for years and years. Like I didn't care about anything else except posting my music online and having fun making it. And all that stuff, like, you know, paid off a decade later.
Yes. And I'm glad it did. And actually, I do want to ask about your selling methods, because this person who wants to be on the show as well. There's a person that forgot his Insta name, but he wants to be on the show, but he keeps sending me links to his beats. And I feel like that's a lot of producers I saw, and they just keep like putting links of their beats, just either spamming or over and over. So seeing that you're a master of that, or at least you have great success in it, what is the best method for selling beats? Like, what's the best way to go with it?
Yeah, so there's so much I could talk on that. There's obviously, I think if someone is just sending you random links to your to their beats or their website, kind of out of the blue, kind of out of context, I think the only thing they care about is selling, which that I don't think that's really gonna work at all, right? I've seen some producers before who like literally won't even talk to artists. They just want people to buy their stuff, and it's like, I think you really need to have a connection. You have to show yourself. You have to be human, right? At the end of the day, you can't just be a robot spamming your links everywhere, because that never works for anything, right? A lot of people that So a lot of people that all right, hopefully that's not too loud. My dog's barking at the door there, but can I check that 1 sec? I'm going to be 1 sec. I don't know if we can just, I'll be 1 sec. Sorry.
Okay. I'll just keep it on. So producers, if you guys are interested in any of his beats, his Insta is Omido Beats, and he has this great site, sleek.io/Omido Beats. And he posted 8 hours ago. He posted
sorry about that. I know that was super, super unprofessional podcastism. I apologize for that. But yeah, hopefully there's not a huge random blank spot there. But I know we were talking about my advice for selling beats, and I was saying you have to be human. There's a lot of people who buy my beats, not even from my YouTube or my Instagram. They might have heard my stuff on there the first time, but they keep buying stuff because they're messaging me, and I've built a relationship with them. And I think that is something that's super, super important. So I think anyone who's trying to sell beats should have good communication and good business etiquette, right? But then also I talk a lot about the content, which is something that I think is really, really important. And if it's not easy for people to buy, to listen to your music and to buy your beats, it's going to cause you to make less sales, right? It has to be really easy for someone to search your beats on Instagram or YouTube or wherever you're posting them. And then it has to be really easy for them to understand your website and to buy your beats. And, I've seen some producers before who, and even some artists before, who ask me why isn't anyone buying my beats or listening to my music? And I go to their Instagram profile and it's I can't even figure out how to listen to their music. Right. So I think it has to be really easy and straightforward. And I remember, a couple of years back, I was kind of redesigning some of my website and my social media. And I asked some of my friends who, they're not musicians at all. They never bought a beat before, in their life. I don't even know what stuff they listen to. I just sent them my website link. And I said hey, can you try and figure out how to buy a beat? Just pretend you wanted a beat for my website, how would you do it? And some of them had issues. Some of them didn't understand my licensing options. Some of them were just so confused. So the way I sell music online is that I want to make sure someone who is buying music for the first time, when they have no experience of being an artist or buying beats, I want to make sure it's easy and it's straightforward for them. And that's something that I, always, always will swear by.
Wow, amazing. And I'm glad that you pointed that out, because I think they really need that. Actually, they really need that.
I know there's a lot of people too. Like, it's like, you know, being a producer, I never expected really to have this much, like, you know, focus on the business side of things, right? And it's stuff I've learned along the way, and I've had to learn. It's been exciting to learn along the way. But I think a lot of people who are, you know, who want to sell beats, just want to make music and collect paychecks at the end of the day. And there's a lot more work than that, right? And it's, like I said, like, you know, and if you're, you know, getting into music just with the kind of focus on, you know, getting paid and making millions and millions of dollars, you're going to get discouraged when you're not seeing those results, right? And that's why, like, I would encourage anyone, like, who is just starting out, like, don't focus on the numbers at all. You know, I remember when I was posting my beats on YouTube, like, back in grade school, I remember hitting 100 subscribers, and I was like, wow, this is, like, insane. Like, I made a YouTube video where I, like, thanked every, like, single, like, one of my subscribers, because it had them all on a list. And then I remember after that, like, I literally just, like, put my head down, worked on music. Like, I was grinding for years. And it's like the next thing I noticed, I was at 30,000 subscribers, and it took a couple of years, but I, like, didn't even realize, like, the numbers I was doing until I, like, was showing my friend one of my, like, some of my beats and my YouTube and stuff. He was like, wow, you have, like, 30,000 subscribers. That's, like, insane. And I was like, yeah, I guess it is. I didn't even think about that, right? It was just because I had, like, the only thing I cared about was making music and having fun doing it. And I think that that kind of, you know, mindset and doing that for a couple of years in the beginning, like, that's, like, the core, like, foundation, I think, of my music. And that's kind of what led me to where I am today.
That's incredible. Wow, that blew me away. How your whole journey has been. You started small, and then you progressed on, like, a lot of people are actually in reverse. Actually, you wouldn't believe it, but they're actually in reverse of what, that, like, they start off big, but then they go backwards, or they start small, and then they keep being, and they keep getting smaller.
Like, yeah, and that's kind of, like, one of the things, like, I've heard people say that, like, if you blew up overnight, if you had one song that you post that just went, like, mega viral, like, I've heard from some people who are very smart, and they've put in the years of grinding, that, like, they would be scared, you know, to have one song blow up, because if you're not ready, like, you don't have, like, all the talent and expertise and can, you know, run your music like a well-oiled machine, if you have one song that blows up, it's like, if you're not prepared to follow it up with something, like, you're gonna see a big drop off of people, right? And so, like, instead, like, if you start small, like, you know, make every song that you make better, make every beat that you make better than the last, like, you're going to get, you know, a lot better over time. And when eventually you have that one that blows up, you're going to have two things. You're going to have a whole, you know, content library, a whole, like, song, like, discography already made that people are going to go back and listen to. And you're going to have all the tools that you need. You're going to, like, understand, you know, exactly how to make music. You're not going to be, like, still figuring it out when your song goes viral, because then you still have to figure it out, right? Which I think that's why a lot of people can kind of be the opposite. And I think that those, you know, the musicians who are, like, kind of in it for the long term, are here to stay, are not posting, you know, one song and then fading out. Like, those ones who are all in it to stay are the ones who have, you know, put it in that grind and started small and kind of keep working and working at it.
Yes. That's exactly it. You just made a lot of bad points, and I'm still processing through my brain right now.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, that's always what I like. Like, I get so excited to talk about music. Like, I've always been rambling and stuff, but it's just like, you know, as a musician, like, a lot of times people, like, Like they make music on themselves, right? So it's like it's always exciting, like whenever I can be on a podcast or talk with other, like, you know, creatives in this space. And it's yeah, I feel you. Like I could talk so much about music forever, but it's just because I love it, right?
For sure, yes. But I appreciate your love and passion for music. That's really powerful. Music is the most powerful language that exists.
Definitely. And it's like, it's, you know, people from all over, you know, music. Yeah. Like you said, like it's a powerful language that connects anyone. Right. And that's why I love being an instrumental musician. Cause I've heard people who have, you know, rapped and sang over my songs in languages that I have, you know, absolutely no clue what they're saying, but it's like, you know, people still get the, yeah, people can still relate to it and it kind of hits them emotionally and they can connect with it and share a story with it. And that's something that I always, always will love.
Definitely. And you fit, like, being an instrumentalist and producer, it fits you. Besides, I don't really see you singing or rapping yet.
No, I wish I could, but I have I do not have a singing or rapping voice at all. Like I wish I could, like, you know, sing or rap and have the voice for it, but I just stick to the instrumental stuff. But I don't know if I could, like, you know, have the voice and have the talent for it, I'm sure there'd be a lot of kind of cool stuff I do, but right now I just leave that to the more talented people, and I just kind of make the beats that kind of allow them to share their songs and to share their voice. And at the end of the day, that's cool with me.
I'm cool with that too. I'm cool with that. It fits you. Like I don't really see you doing anything else besides being a producer. Like,
yeah,
I don't know what else you'd be doing if it wasn't for,
I don't know. Like I'm so happy. I know so much about music. Cause I'm trying to, you know, get into YouTube and stuff. Like I was talking, I have this kind of second channel where I put it out, where I make like tutorials and more videos about me, like talking about music. But at the end of the day, like it's, you know, being a producer is still like the forefront. And that's like, you know, that's what I always like want to be. And I think that I'll always be a music producer no matter what. It's just something I've so much fun and I love making like music.
Yes, yes. And you have fun with it. That's what I noticed on Instagram too. It's like you have fun doing it.
Yeah. And even going back to what we were talking about first, like how I make, you know, so many genres, it's just because I have so much fun with it, right? And, you know, no matter what genre I make, I'm always trying to make something that like gets people moving, gets people like energetic or excited. Like I just love, like, I don't know how to explain it, but like I just love making music that like has good energy and spreads good energy. And that's something that I'll always do forever.
And I support that 100%. I support that. And that's the other reason for inviting you on this special day was just because you have fun and that not a lot of people ever, you know, asked you before. Like I see a lot of beats. I don't really see, you know, a lot of people asking you things like this. Like,
yeah. No, I always love sharing this stuff. So that's why I was totally down and happy to be on the podcast when you asked.
Oh, I'm glad. And I'm glad you got to share this side of you. Like, and it was so needed because you never do that. Like, I don't know if you've ever done anything before this, but you
just. Yeah, not a whole lot. And it's like, I don't know. There's like, I think there should definitely be more stuff like this, because it's like I think back to when I started making beats, how there was like, you know, no inspiration, like no information. It was hard to learn the ropes. And I feel like, you know, with stuff like this, like hopefully anyone who's getting into music nowadays has an easier time than, you know, when I was trying to learn stuff through forums and all this crazy stuff so long ago, right?
For sure. And people need this, like, they really just, they need all the wisdom they can get, and, like, you're an earful. Definitely. And I even learned a lot. I'm not a producer, but I made little beats and I've talked to producers, but this has been the most in-depth I ever been into.
Wow, I appreciate that. I'm glad to hear that.
Oh, I'm glad. And as far as this is going, I'm curious to know as well, where do you see this going? Like, you have any plans for any new beats or big projects? Like, where do you see this going in the future?
Yeah, like I hope I make music and sell beats forever, right? It's kind of like I kind of think about that sometimes. Like, it's so hard to like picture what I could be doing, because I feel like all the stuff that I do, like, you know, it wasn't available on this scale like decades ago, right? Like, no one was really making beats from themselves or really like making music from home. Like, you had to go into the studio. So it's like it's definitely a new like era in music and for, you know, music creators. But I hope that, like, you know, I can still make and sell beats and work with other musicians forever. I love like working with independent musicians. Like, you know, you can ask some producer what their goals are, and some people will say like, oh, I want to work with Kanye, I want to work with Drake, I want to work with, you know, Lady Gaga, like all the big people, right? And even though that would be awesome, like I get so excited working with like independent creators, like people who are, you know, making music on a smaller scale and having so much fun with it. Like, I really like want to work with people like that forever. So I think that's definitely like the lane that I see myself going into. And then in addition to music, like I want to get really, you know, into YouTube and like this kind of tutorial channel that I've been working on, where I can share my knowledge. I can, you know, share the things that I've learned and kind of take people into the studio with me, like in a virtual sense on YouTube, and you know, connect with people and show people how it's done.
And that's amazing. Like, I support you 100% on that. Like, that's incredible that you're helping musicians. I mean, like, that was what I thought you were going to say. Like, I thought you were going to say, like, some big people you don't want to work with. Like, I thought so.
Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I would love to work with them, but it's like, you know, I've had like opportunities and connections like with like some like label people before. And it's like, you know, it just like, it's a different like playing field. Like, when you're working with like these, you know, big labels and big companies, and sometimes it's like, it's just fun making music with the, you know, the smaller guys. And I don't mean that in any negative sense. Like, I love people who, you know, they have complete control over everything that they do.
But what you're doing is actually a lot better, because independent artists, like, they need support like that. I mean, those big artists have enough support. The independent ones don't have a lot. I've seen them, you know, they don't have a lot. They need people like you, like you and I, people, you know, willing to help them and, you know, their journey and their upbringing.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, like, also it's like, there's, you know, right now, like, I think it's like definitely easier than it's kind of ever been to become a musician, right? Like, anyone, like, you know, can upload music to Spotify and stuff if they use like TuneCore or DistroKid or CD Baby and stuff. Like, it takes a little bit of work to figure out, but like, yeah, I feel like right now it's easier than ever to be a musician and to share your like, if anyone wants to share music, like, I think it's easier than ever. So I think there's a lot of opportunities for, you know, anyone right now.
Yes. And this is also a perfect time, because it's a lot harder for people now, because we're still like in this pandemic kind of deal still. And like, it is a lot harder, but it's also like a more bonding time in a more helpful situation, in my opinion.
Yeah, definitely.
And your whole deal with tutorials and all that, like, I hope you get that second YouTube channel. I mean, if you have it, you need to share more of it, like, because that's
really exciting. I definitely, I kind of made a couple videos last year, and I keep coming back to it. It's kind of like a side, like, passion project at the moment, but if anyone, like, is ever, you know, wanting to look for it, it's Omido Beats 2 is the channel. But it's a passion project, but it's something that I you know, keep coming back to, and it's something that I want to get kind of into doing, you know, full time or doing a whole lot more of.
And as you should, and you should expand and have like a whole brand and whole deal with it. Like, I would even like to see a show one day like mine, like centered around around like your life and like tutorials. I even got a name for you, like Into the Studio with Omido.
I like it.
Like you should like have your own, like, not a TV show, but like something like that.
Yeah, like a YouTube series. Kind of gives me ideas and stuff that I may see if I can make that soon. I love the idea.
You should like give people a tour of your studio, give them lots of advice, like do different challenges, competitions, like turn it into a whole thing.
Oh, definitely.
Like, that'd be huge, and people love that now. Like, they like seeing experiences similar to theirs and something to share with.
Yeah, I definitely want to do a lot more stuff and to kind of bring people in the studio with me, kind of however I can make it happen, right? So I really like that idea.
Oh my god, yes, you should. And you should do reaction videos too.
I've thought about doing that, yeah.
You should, like, bring a producer, either do like a Zoom or an in-person, play one of their beats and like react to it with them in front of them. Like, that's hilarious. Like, that would be crazy.
Yeah. No, I definitely want to try that out. It gave me a lot of ideas. I definitely gotta sit with these and kind of think about what else I can be doing.
Yes. So I would love to see it. So hopefully, and don't leave it behind, because like, people scrap me for metal. Like, I hope you don't leave it behind.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you a lot for taking time to have a discussion. You have a strong passion for music, and you know, I hope you don't lose your fire, your whole spark, your whole reason. Like, I really hope you keep doing this for a while.
Definitely, yeah. And I appreciate you having me on the podcast, and I love the stuff that you're doing and the messages that you're sharing for any musician out there.
That's what I do best. And do you have any last words for, you know, people listening in or for producers like yourself? Like,
I would just say, if anyone like ever wants to connect further, my Instagram is Omido Beats. That's probably where I'm most active. So, you know, follow me there, message me there. I definitely want to connect with anyone.
Nice words. And I thank you all so much for watching. Make sure you check out Omido Beats. He is literally everywhere. And make sure to check out his news beat. It's really good. I listened to it. It's chill. I took a listen while I was doing some work earlier, and it's really good. So y'all make sure to check it out. I appreciate
that.
And y'all make sure to break his YouTube. Like, turn that 1,000 to a million. Get like the plaque. There's a YouTube plaque you get. Not sure if you got it yet, but there's like a plaque for each like milestone. Make sure you get to million so you can get that giant plaque up in his bedroom.
Oh, that'd be epic.
And again, thank you. And thank you for all the advice for producers, and we all appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Of course, and I'll catch you all next time. I hope you all enjoyed this, and just so you guys know, he'll be back later. If you guys need more advice, he'll be back. Like, I'll make sure he comes back. Like, this is not over yet. This is not over. I have his Instagram, so it's not over yet. It's not over. But I'll catch you guys next time. Love you guys, and peace out.